Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap here from Dodger Stadium. Wow, what a night. What a game. You know, it's funny, so much anticipation of this series, this matchup between these two incredible rivals. And the first two games were tremendous in their own right with the atmosphere in San Francisco, but they weren't, at least at the end, particularly close games. Tonight, we got a classic. We got a true, dramatic, tense playoff game that came down to the very last swing of the bat where Gavin Lux came pretty darn close, and the Giants get out of here with just an incredible 1-0 win. Wow, what a game.
And the Dodgers were the highest scoring team in the league this year. This is a great offense, and they're even better at home. They were 58-23 was their home record, except the Giants had a winning record here against them. They just ran roughshod over everybody, and especially the final weeks of the season. So they won almost, over 70% of their home games, nearly 75% of their home game. But the Giants went 6-4 here against them. And the Dodgers got shut out all year long. I'm not sure how often they got shut out at home, but they got shut out 5 times in 162 games this year. And now the Giants have shut them out twice in 3 games in the postseason. That's a pretty good achievement by the Giants staff. And for me, congratulations to Alex Wood against his old team. He won a World Series ring for them last year. Been a Dodger for a few years. And he was good for them. But he kept the Giants right there for 4 2/3 innings. And then the guys you normally would not see until the 7th, 8th, 9th innings, they were the guys who came on in the 5th inning. And Gabe Kapler kind of knitted it all together. Each guy did a great job. But Kapler managing with that postseason sense of urgency. And it just worked out brilliantly.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Gabe talked about some of his decision-making in Game 2 after the fact, leaving Gausman in, good, the pitchers that he went to in those specific moments. And, you know, I think part of the acknowledgement from Gabe was, well, look, maybe I would have done it a little differently if looking back on it, but the other part of it was a manager is also subject to his players performing no matter what decision you make. And tonight, he got that performance, and not just from the pitchers, but the support from the Giants defense. Ultimately, you know, the pitching usually is the headliner in a 1-0 game, but tonight it was the pitching with the defense hand in hand, because Giants have played some great defensive games all year. This might be their best defensive game of the entire season tonight when it mattered most.
And Donovan Solano, he was a defensive replacement, and Solano is, I don't think, around the game, there are any baseball analysts who will say that Donovan Solano is the perfect guy to bring in for defense in the late innings. And he made a brilliant play when the 7th inning started. He had just come in. The ground ball hit by A.J. Pollock, and he turned it into an out. And then the next two hitters both got base hits. So hard to underplay how important that play was. So anyway, and then, of course, in the same inning, the catch by Brandon Crawford. And who knew that he could go up that high?
I knew he could go pretty high, but I didn't know he could get up all the way there. And I think if, you know, however many years from now we're looking back on this game, probably that's going to be the image of tonight, that Crawford catch, because it was amazing. Mookie Betts' reaction was amazing. Crawford's teammates' reaction was incredible. Pretty cool moment. Dave Roberts, after the game, apparently just a moment ago, said, any other night, the Taylor ball, the Lux ball would have been home runs. So
yeah,
he thought the wind was a big factor. And I think the Giants would also say that a couple balls that they hit tonight had a chance to be home runs that were not.
Yeah, and well, Brandon Crawford hit one and Yaz hit one.
Yeah.
They both might have been home runs. So, and I think that's a good point. I don't think you can argue with him. He certainly knows the ballpark well. But you talked about it from the very beginning, about the wind. And the wind just kind of came up, what, half hour before game time, 35 minutes before game time? And if we were somewhere in the Midwest or back east, the sky got dark out in the center field on some dark cloud, we would have thought a thunderstorm was on its way over here. The real heavy winds. And that heavy wind stayed all night long. And then early in the game, it seemed like every fly ball pop up. It was no trouble for anybody. And then Longoria somehow hit one into the teeth of that wind about 8 miles high. He also hit it 110 miles an hour. And he planted it 407 feet into the bleachers, well back beyond the 375 marker, which was a little bit reminiscent maybe of Brian Johnson's home run that beat the Dodgers in that huge game in extra innings back in 1997 at Candlestick, because the winds of Candlestick Point were howling in from left field, and it was a given all through the extra innings that nobody that day was going to hit a home run to left field. Couldn't be done. Eric Karras, I think, lost a home run that looked like a sure thing to left field. And then Brian Johnson stepped up, blasted one into the teeth of the wind, gone, game over. And the Giants won it, tied him for first place, and now here we are, what, 24 years later, and Evan Longoria with a strong wind that you don't see very often down here, and he beat it. And those other guys that Dave Roberts was mentioning couldn't quite do it.
Could not quite do it. And I give everybody on the field tonight credit for it. Because it was strange. It was strange to watch this game, how balls were getting knocked down, but they were not being, I mean, at Oracle Park on a windy night, we see players run in circles to try to catch a pop-up or a fly ball and being fooled all the time. And tonight, really, that was not the case. So, I mean, I think part of it is it's a little different down here at Dodger Stadium than it is at the Giants' home ballpark. But I give the players on the field credit tonight, and because they handled some tough defensive conditions. And really, there wasn't a mistake made on a ball that was hit up into that wind.
As cleanly played a game as you'll see, and the Giants win it 1-0. And it was so cool that you got to talk to Tyler Rogers and Buster. Buster talking about Doval. Because Doval gave him 2 innings. I mean, he keeps checking off these boxes. Well, he had gone 2 innings back in August, the final 2 innings. And the Giants were ahead 7-0 against Colorado.
Yeah.
So that's a little different. Yeah. Than Dodger Stadium on national television in a postseason big game, a turning point game. And he got it done. They never got a guy on base against him, although Gavin Lux and Dave Roberts feel that on another night, Gavin Lux would have tied the game up. But if it had been another night, we might have had 2 or 3 other balls that would have cleared the wall already before then. So, yeah. Anyway, what a night.
And I'm going with Buster's idea of there's no need to say anything to Camilo Doval right now. Just let him do his thing. I maybe looking back on it before we take our break, you know, because you referenced it during the game broadcast, the Doval outing when he had come back to the big leagues and that Sunday night game against the Dodgers. And Gabe Kapler had told us before the game, we really want a soft landing spot for Doval. We just want him to, you know, we want to build some confidence. We think he can help us in September, but we'd really like a soft landing spot, which meant bases loaded with the game starting to get away from him and disaster lurking and some of the best Dodgers hitters up at the plate. And maybe when he got through it with, you know, I mean, Tony Randazzo, ridiculous strike zone that night, when he dealt with that, ball 4 to walk in a run on what to me clearly was a strike, called a ball, and just shrugged it off and got the next guy out, maybe we should have known that big things were coming for Doval. Yeah.
Well, that was the beginning of the saga of Doval through the rest of September. And he was named the National League Pitcher of the Month for the final month of the season, including the first 3 days of October. And but when he ended up, he got squeezed by the umpire that night on September the 4th for ball four that forced in a run. And that was after you could see he was battling his own adrenaline. He threw a couple of warm-up pitches to the backstop. And his first two pitches to Will Smith with the bases loaded were, what, 2-3 feet outside. And Casale was the catcher in that game, and he made lunging stabs on him. And then he walks the guy on a pitch that should have been called strike three, shrugged it off, and struck out Chris Taylor, the next guy, who was suddenly the possible tying run, even though he got squeezed on one or two more pitches in that at-bat, and then retired the side in order the next inning. So ever since then, the situations have been a little bit bigger, a little more trust and confidence placed in him, until finally, right by the end of the season, he was the closer and getting it done big time in those closing situations. So Camilo Doval, what an amazing saga. As a part, he and Kevin Castro, the other young guy, who's not been in the same big spots as Doval, but he's been in some very important spots and has certainly gained the trust of Gabe Kapler. So that's part of the saga of where the Giants are right now and how they beat L.A. tonight.
You know, speaking of Gabe Kapler, D.C.'s got us patching. You want to listen to Gabe Kapler for a minute?
I think that's a good idea.
He just started his post-game press conference.
Love to hear him.
Let's listen in.
Really good swing on it, and obviously that was the biggest one of the night. And happy for him as a friend. You know, also know that he puts a lot of weight on his own shoulders, you know, trying to come up big for his teammates. So happy that he was able to do that. And obviously that swing led to a big win for us.
Go up here in the front left.
Hey, Gabe, can you talk a little bit about just Alex Wood's outing and what impressed you the most about his outing tonight?
It just kind of looked like many of his outings in recent memory. He attacked the strike zone with a lot of sliders tonight, but also like ran that fastball up and away to their right-handed hitters, and they had a lot of right-handed hitters in the lineup. He was pretty comfortable getting up and above the zone, but then getting back in the zone. I think you know, changing the eye line or the sight line of the hitter and then getting back into the zone is important for Alex Wood, and he's just so incredibly competitive. So fiery, always feels like he's the best option to get the next three hitters out. I think you probably saw that he still felt like he was a good option to get more hitters out. And we love that about him. You know, I wouldn't take away any of that fire, any of that competitiveness. I was telling Bales before anything happened in today's game, I said, you know, no matter what happens in tonight's game, I love having Alex Wood on the mound because of how quickly he works, how much he attacks, what a great teammate he is, how competitive he is. And he kind of brought all of those characteristics to the mound tonight.
We'll stay on the right side here.
Gabe, you've seen Brandon Crawford make plays like that the last 2 years. Just given the stakes of the situation, how do you put something like what he did in the seventh inning into context?
Yeah, he got a little boosters there. Got up pretty good. And I think he also got a great read and perfect timing on that ball. Ball's hit really hard and had good carry to it. Just another exceptional play from Craw, and another play that was really meaningful in our season.
We'll go on the left side here.
Gabe, you've talked about Camilo Doval a lot recently, but again tonight, two scoreless. Just what do you make of this run he's on and what he did tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think tonight was particularly impressive because It's one thing to ask a guy to, you know, close out big games, you know, without a long track record of success. And it's kind of another step to do what he did, to come like in an inning that wasn't necessarily going to be his inning, but you just kind of found yourself right in the middle of the lineup, and he was certainly the right guy for that moment. But then to have him be so successful in that first inning and him have so much confidence to go back out there and do it again. You know, I think this one was the most impressive of all. Not necessarily from a stuff perspective. Slider's been nasty at times. You know, he's kind of 100, 101 like he was tonight. So that wasn't the surprise. It's just the the calm, the poise, the teammate behavior to get back out there and do it for a second inning was really impressive.
The Giants manager, Gabe Kapler, just downstairs. That was live after an incredible Giants win. 1-0, they beat the Dodgers. Should we do the station ID before we take our break, DC? Do we need to do that or no? We don't need to do that. So we'll just take our break, and then John and I, we got lots of choices for players of the game. We'll make our player of the game picks as our post-game wrap continues from Dodger Stadium in L.A. Giants beat the Dodgers 1-0. They lead the series 2-1. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Okay, postgame wrap part two. The Giants beat the Dodgers 1-0. The wind still whipping through Dodger Stadium. Incredible. And it was a huge factor tonight in this 1-0 Giants win. We're going to pick some players of the game. We'll make some crew and kite picks as well, just so we can cover a few standout Giants. Why don't you go first, John?
Dave, thank you so much. And I'm going to go with Jake McGee, because Jake, who got into the game Saturday, and at some point it felt like he had to get into a game. He never got into a game at the end of the regular season. He was only there for a couple of games and did not pitch in one. He got into the game Saturday and looked great. He came in the seventh inning. The Giants were down at the time 6-2, and he faced three of their top hitters, Seager and the Turners, and retired them 1-2-3. So I just think that there's still some importance to being able to. He hadn't pitched in a game in almost, a month? So, and now he comes into this game tonight with a 1-0 lead, two men on, and Austin Barnes, a right-handed hitter at the plate, and Mookie Betts behind him. He struck out Barnes. He got Betts, who hit that line shot that he was sure was a base hit, and then Crawford. And Crawford wasn't just that he got up so high to catch it with the glove hand fully extended high over his head. But he timed it just perfectly, and he robbed one from him. And so Jake McGee, anyway, those were huge outs. The game needed to be saved right there in the seventh inning. And with a little help from Crawford, he did the job of saving it for Duval to come in those last two. So I'm going Jake McGee.
Great call. It is really – I don't think we even realized how important it is to have him back. I mean, I didn't realize it. You know, Tony Watson goes down. You're missing a veteran guy. You got some other untested playoff pitchers who've done a great job in the regular season. But Jake McGee's been there in those big moments. And right now, I mean, he looks like if you're picking your core group to get the final outs when you have a lead, he's a part of that mix.
Yeah.
I like that pick. Okay, well, I'm going to go with no nuance whatsoever. I'm going with the guy who hit the home run. Number one, because it was just such a tough night to hit a home run, and he had to crush one. He did it against Max Scherzer. And, you know, you and I, we had the Gabe Kapler show before the game, and you asked him about Evan Longoria. And I don't blame some Giants fans who were wondering about why he was still playing, because really, down the stretch, there have been some tough at-bats for Evan. He started this slump maybe a couple weeks ago, and I thought it was like a bad luck slump. I thought the at-bats were still good, a lot of loud contact. Oh, he's going to come through it. Well, that kind of started to change, and he was clearly frustrated and a little out of whack. And Gabe Kapler told you and us before the game that he just really, really believes in this guy and his track record in the big games, and he's got all the confidence in the world that he carries that confidence into – into these kind of moments, and he needs his defense out there, and he made another couple really nice plays defensively, one to get Trey Turner in a very big spot. I mean, Turner was leading off the eighth inning, you know, 1-0 game, the first batter that Camilo Doval faced, and Longoria made a terrific play. And I think, you know, Gabe and Evan were teammates, you know, not just manager-player, but old teammates. And I think for Gabe Kapler, the guy who's been pegged as the guy who just, you know, goes by the percentages and manages by the you know, how the game is planned out ahead of time, this is different than that. This is him trusting somebody that he knows better than anybody else on the Giants roster. And he came through in an enormous spot to win the game for the Giants. So I'm going with Evan Longoria.
And we did point out when we talked to Kapler before the game about the note that came out and the Tampa Bay Red Sox series, and they were talking about Randy Arozarena and all his postseason home runs, and how Gabe Kapler was also on that list for Tampa Bay, 6 home runs in a postseason, and that sort of got Kapler going about not just who Longoria is and the combination of the slump and some bad luck that was part of that, but that the pedigree's there. The guy knows. He's had success in these postseason games. He knows what it's all about, and that doesn't leave you, even though you're struggling at the plate at the moment. And then he looked like almost like a prophet when Longoria launched one there for the only run of the game. So,
Prophet Kapler.
Yeah. And Evan Longoria, what a night for him. And he crushed one the next at bat.
He did.
And it was turned into an outstanding catch by a sliding Chris Taylor out in shallow right center. So he hit that ball 108 miles an hour.
I think he's going to walk into tomorrow's game feeling pretty good.
Yeah, and he should.
He should.
Two really just barreled two balls against Max Scherzer, who had kind of tormented him over the years.
All right, I'm going to make the Dwayne and Mike picks, and then you're going to explain the picks. Is that fair?
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure. Oh, I'm... Yeah,
we know Mike would go with Doval. Yeah. Doval's been Mike's guy, so the Krug pick is Camilo Doval to me.
And he did. I mean, he. If anything, that eighth inning was the one that was the key inning because it was Trey Turner, Corey Seager, and Justin Turner, veterans. Trey Turner was the hottest hitter in the game leading into the postseason. Although the Giants have done a pretty good job of shutting him down, but he hit a couple of balls really well tonight. But both for outs, and then Longoria makes that nice play to get him. And he gets Seager on just kind of a high fly ball out into left center that, again, he hit it pretty well. And it ended up being caught by Duggar. Although Duggar, starting back, actually came running in on it at the last as the wind knocked that one down. And then he got Justin Turner, just a kind of a lazy fly ball to right field. So all those big plays, and then Doval... And then finally, maybe the wind kind of bailed him out there in the last of the ninth. So somehow the Giants brought the old winds from Candlestick to Dodger Stadium for a night.
Camilo Doval. Good pick, Mike.
Mike, very nice. Very good.
And then Kipe's pick. I mean, apologies to Duggar at a terrific defensive game. Crawford, Solano, we highlighted their plays. But he's going with Buster Posey, who was behind the plate for another shutout. So in the history of Major League Baseball, the catcher with the most shutouts caught in the history of the postseason is Buster Posey. This was his 14th shutout. It's like 25% of the games that he's caught in his playoff history or close to it have been shutouts. Next on the list is Yadier Molina with 8.
Yeah.
So Posey's got 14 now. Molina has caught 8.
And then Yogi Berra is
7.
High up there too. So, yeah. And Buster... A lot fewer postseason games where he's caught than either one of those two. So
way fewer.
And, of course, it's a collaborative effort. It kind of depends on who you're catching, I guess. But anyway, and Yogi did all of his. All 7 of his were in World Series play, so against a pennant-winning team from the other league. But anyway, Yogi was in the World Series every year for about, 14, 15 years. So. he caught over 100 World Series games and caught 7 shutouts. So, anyway, Buster Posey. And I don't think you can overstate the importance of Buster to this pitching staff.
All you have to do is talk to those pitchers, and they tell you how important he is. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I think that Tyler Rogers has to get a nod.
Yeah.
Because he came on in the fifth inning with a man aboard, and Mookie Betts at the plate and got out of that inning. And then he went right through the heart of their order in the sixth inning, all their best hitters, giving up just one hit to Justin Turner. And then he started the seventh inning. So he threw 29 pitches, inning in two-thirds. They finally got a couple of hits against him in the, with one out in the seventh, and that's when McGee picked him up. But and probably we have to give a nod to Gabe Kapler for, in classic Bruce Bochy slash Joe Torre fashion, he managed from the fifth inning on as if it were the seventh inning on, and used his seventh, eighth, ninth inning guys to get all those outs, the last four and a third innings worth of outs. Went 13 outs from those three guys.
That's exactly how he did it, and it worked beautifully. Lots of credit to go around. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, tomorrow the Giants will have a chance to win this series and avoid a Game 5 back at home. The Giants are going to pitch Anthony DeSclafani. Gabe Kapler just announced that a moment ago. We figured that would be the case, but DeSclafani is going to go. And it'll be an all-hands-on-deck kind of game, as they all are, really, this time of year. Dave Roberts declined to say how he's going to do it. He said all options are on the table. So Tony Gonsolin earlier this afternoon was floated out there. But now that the Dodgers are down 2-1 and facing elimination, who knows? Maybe Walker Buehler on short rest would be an option. The Dodgers will be huddling right now, I'm sure, to talk about the possibilities.
Yeah, Buehler would have had 3 days rest. So we've seen it done many times. Gabe Kapler told us before this series started that that it could be that if the situation was with the Giants down and they really needed it to happen and he hadn't thrown too many pitches in game one, that Logan Webb could have come back on 3 days rest. So those kind of things happen and have happened many, many times in postseason play. So when a team is up against it. So they won 106 games this year. They're really good. They have lots of pitching options. And Max Scherzer kept their bullpen in very good shape. I mean, it was almost like they pitched Kenley Jansen in a non-save situation down by a run of the ninth inning because he hadn't pitched since last Wednesday. So he'd only pitched one time in the last 8 days. So he needed a little work. So so their bullpen is in great shape to give them length for tomorrow's game, even if he just goes with a bullpen game.
And it's a little bit earlier tomorrow, 6:07 first pitch time tomorrow for the fourth game of this best-of-five series. What's on Deck, sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. So we'll take our break, and John will have the highlights for you right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.